All right, this is Brian. I'm here on the floor at HeroesCon for DollarBin.net. I'm here with Shane Riches and Mick Foley. And today you guys are announcing in a panel in just a few minutes a comic book series you guys are doing for 12 Gauge Studios. How did this partnership come about? You guys are co-writing the book together, right?
You know what? Shane had been a big fan of my novel, Teetum Brown. And if or when that book ever makes it to the big screen, it'll be because Shane has really pressed hard and really believed in it. And I guess a few years ago I expressed frustration that so many wrestling fans who enjoyed my nonfiction were not likely to try a novel.
Right.
And Shane was one of a few people who said if I maybe approached it in the comic book or graphic novel format that it might be more accessible to people that did like me. And so we began the process of ideas and writing and trying to come up with a modern-day superhero that people could relate to.
Was there ever a consideration to possibly transfer your novel to that way, or did you always want to do something original together?
We played around with the idea of maybe doing some of his novels, but at the end of the day, we thought it'd be best just to come up with a brand new idea, and especially in comic book form, we wanted something just an in-your-face action thriller, and I think we came up with a really unique character with a nice historical background, too. He's a descendant of Paul Revere, and put him in some great action scenes and car chases and that I don't think readers have ever seen before.
What drew you guys to 12 Gauge Studios to get the project going?
Well, I had known Kevin on a previous collaboration. My brother had written The Safest Place for him a couple years ago, so 12 Gauge is a phenomenal publishing company. I think probably one of the premier independent ones, and so it's just a natural fit. We pitched it to him in San Diego last year, and now we're coming out. So.
Awesome. Now, art-wise, I know Bryce Stelfreeze, big wrestling fan, and he's going to do the covers for the book. Who's doing the interior art?
Jose Holder, and he's definitely a name to watch. I mean, the art he's been doing on this is really blowing us away. He's able to capture the action in a really kinetic pace. It's kind of like a cross between Walter Simonson with a little bit of Bill Sienkiewicz, just a really amazing artist.
And one of the things that impressed me about Jose was that he really wanted like the background, like why we were even interested in Boston, for example. Like he really wanted to make everything historically accurate, you know, really picked our brains. I didn't even have answers to some of his, some of his questions. I don't know. Like really want to know what made the character tick so that could make its way onto the page. And, seeing it in near finished form has been a great transformation because I'm new to this forum.
Yeah, you've been very rarely does somebody go from being a character in a comic book to writing a comic book. How's that transition treating you so far?
Well, you know what? It's nice is I also make a little more than the cameo, especially in the second issue as one of the characters. You have to look a little bit, but it's been it's been fun and not nearly as aggravating as working with the in the hardcover novel. Very very rewarding.
Now, is this going to be a limited series? Is this going to be ongoing for you guys?
It's going to be a four-issue miniseries, but we certainly, I mean, the character we've created, Revere Windsor, we see a lot of potential in future series, so if it's up to us, this will not be the last you see of RPM.
So you guys would like to continue this either to an ongoing or maybe do other stories in a limited?
Just another limited series in the future.
Awesome. One thing I wanted to ask you about is I saw where you're starting to do stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
How is that treating you? I mean, you're well-known for your promos, but what's it like to go out there and entertain that way?
The most surprising thing to me is where people who've seen my promos will say, stand-up? You? Like, it's the most absurd thing in the world. I thought I was kind of funny over the last, bang, 25 years. I enjoy it. You know, I don't approach it like it's my livelihood, and I don't spend nearly as much time thinking about it as I should in order to make it like the best show I can. But I think people who come to the shows really enjoy themselves, and I think part of what they enjoy is knowing that it's not a polished product and that most of the stuff they hear on any given night will be the first time I've ever said it.
So yeah.
It's there's some spontaneity and which is another way of saying it's not very professional, but people do have fun when they're there.
Kind of by the seat of your pants a little bit?
From time to time, and sometimes that really works, and there are other times when I'm like, man, I really should have worked on some of this material. Because you get to see what works and what doesn't in front of crowds, and so there is something to be said for the comedian who really hones his craft and gives the audience the best show he's possible he's capable of giving, which is, you know, something I will try to adjust to in the future.
To shift back to the literary form, when is your next autobiographical book coming out?
Yeah, I'm going to be busy because that comes out at the very beginning of October, Countdown to Lockdown, and RPM comes out about a month later. So we're hoping that the two projects will kind of, you know, kind of help each other and help perpetuate publicity.
Are you guys possibly going to try to get some signings together, maybe hit some comic shops while you're hitting some bookshops, maybe?
We haven't talked about it yet, but that would seem like to make sense. It would be nice, you know, the book promotion generally lasts just a few weeks.
Yeah.
It would be nice if the book had some legs and people were still buying it to kind of give it a little push by doing a couple of RPM signings, too.
So Countdown to Lockdown is in October, and RPM is...
It's going to be late October, early November.
Late October as well. So you are going to have a busy fall.
Yes.
Now, if for anybody that wants information about RPM, they can go to 12gaugecomics.com. You guys have personal websites you'd like to plug as far as where people can find you individually?
Yeah, 12 Gauge is good for me. What about you, Mick?
You know, I just got a Facebook page like 3 days ago.
And you're on MySpace, MySpace as well.
I write on MySpace occasionally, and apparently I'm going to start doing something on Tumble. Is that a...
Tumblr?
Tumblr, yeah. All these technological innovations are confusing to me, but the truth is you can't just show up on a TV show with a book in your hand and expect it to do well. So that's why we come to the conventions, you know, we do the interviews and the book signings and put in the time.
Now, this isn't your first comic book, because you've probably been to some of the Wizards events before, but is this your first trip to Charlotte for Heroes Con?
Yeah, definitely. I have been to several of the conventions, and that was one of the things that got me talking to Shane, because I would see hundreds of people over the course of a few days, and a lot of them would have books I'd written. They just didn't have the novel.
Yeah.
So it was clear that they enjoyed reading, but, you know, I mean, it's like a... It's kind of like another barrier to break down,
like I can do this too?
Well there's people who read novels, you know, have made that part of their lifestyle.
Yeah.
And people who read graphic novels made that part of their lifestyle. And there's not that much intersection. So it's a much more natural fit for me to be doing a book like RPM than it is to be doing Cheatham Brown.
Right.
You know? Not that I don't want people to go out and...
and still purchase that, which you can buy hardcover and paperback.
I may do fiction in the future, but this is it's less frustrating. It's a little bit more like wrestling in that from idea to finished product is not 4 years. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, the novels, and Cheatham Brown is, I mean, I think one of the more brilliant modern novels out there.
Thank you, Shane.
But with a comic book, you know, you can sit down and read the comic within 30 minutes and you're done. And
yeah.
Whereas a novel is a 12-hour commitment.
And like I said, the best thing about comics is it's a lot easier to move on to the next one than it might be to a full novel. It's like, all right, you need to have such and such pages for us to publish this. With a comic, your stories can be a lot more small and concise and then move on to another story.
Exactly.
Well, guys, I really appreciate you taking time to talk to us. We'll let you get to your panel. For more information on RPM, go to 12gaugecomics.com.
Thank you.
Thank you.